comes McDavid charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty.
One year, one and a half year here, getting me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it, but there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste, and we've had it 4 out of 5 years here, so you know we need to be better.
Welcome inside the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260. The Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 50% off your next order. All right, guys, it's the final stretch, final three games of the regular season for the Edmonton Oilers. Montreal tonight, Montreal on Wednesday, and the Vancouver Canucks on Saturday. But we do have a game day.
Game on!
Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the fourth place Montreal Canadiens. They're 24-21-9 for 57 points. The Oilers have locked up second place home ice. They're 33-18-2, 68 points. Habs lead the season series 5-2. Habs outscoring the Oilers 20-14. McDavid and Kyra have the GWGs in the two wins for the Edmonton Oilers. But first, what a night on Saturday night. It was truly spectacular, just emotional, and man, we all witnessed greatness on that night as Connor McDavid scored 4 points, a goal and 3 assists, and he hit the good old century mark, 100 points. Leon hit 500 points. He had 2 goals for the third straight game. Just outstanding stuff when it came to the Edmonton Oilers on Saturday. Good game, too. Definitely a hell of a game. I mean, Vancouver was game. They kept fighting back. But there was something in the air that night. You just knew Connor was going to do it. And yeah, I'll say this. It was special to be there. So special to be there. It's just, I think, a night no Oiler fan will forget anytime soon.
Look, McDavid coming from the point. Moving up. His pass hit a skate, and Nurse is able to recover and keep it alive for Edmonton. McDavid, Draisaitl shoots, scores! Draisaitl scores! But the torch has been passed on from one great to the next. The century mark in just 53 games for Connor McDavid!
Oh, that was just a great call there. Great call as well. And Connor McDavid, 100 points. Leon Draisaitl, 500. Both guys, 1-2 in the league in scoring. Draisaitl at 79, Connor at 100. Now, do you rest him in one of these games? I know a lot of people are like, no, just lower their minutes. I wouldn't play him Saturday. That's just me. We'll ask Connor Halle, who is coming up. Sorry, I totally forgot to tell you what was coming up on the podcast today. It is Monday. Yeah, so Connor Halle from TSN 1260. We'll also get to Dave Tippett in the third segment. Yeah, but we'll discuss a lot of things. Not just Edmonton Oilers. Daryl Sutter was hilarious at his presser last night. How about the Jack Eichel conference today? It's just, oof, not a good situation in Buffalo. But Saturday night, guys, oh, great. And then let me know, what were you doing? How did you celebrate? I know on the post game show, our listeners, our callers were so happy and ready for the playoffs that get going next week, which is going to be freaking awesome.
All right.
Yeah, as far as lines for tonight, guys, we really don't know. I'm expecting the same as Saturday. I don't know who's starting net for the Oilers. Nothing's been confirmed. Mike Smith against the Montreal Canadiens, 2-1-1. Mikko's 0-3 coming off his worst game probably in the NHL. I know in the presser, Speck was like, looks like Koskinen's getting the start, but nothing's been confirmed. So maybe they want to see if the big Finn can bounce back. You know, Carey Price and Brendan Gallagher will not play in these two games. That came from their head coach earlier today. They won't play before the playoffs. So it's probably going to be Jake Allen between the pipes. He's 2-2, 2.74 goals against average, 909 save percentage. So we don't know anything about the Edmonton Oilers lineup wise, we'll have to wait till the skate at about 4:30 our time. See who's in, who's out, and who gets a start between the pipes. Head to head, McDavid 8 points in 7 games. Puljujarvi 4-7. Draisaitl only has the 3 assists. They've done a really good job against the Oilers' top guns. For the Montreal Canadiens, Tatar has 6 points in 7 games, as does former Edmonton Oiler Jeff Petrie. So not a lot of info coming this morning from either squad in terms of lines. And just as I say that, John Liu has tweeted out the lines for tonight versus the Edmonton Oilers. This is the Montreal Canadiens: Toffoli with Suzuki and Armia, Tatar with Kotkaniemi and Josh Anderson, Paul Byron, Jake Evans, and Artturi Lehkonen will be your third line, and Cole Caulfield will play with Eric Staal and Corey Perry. Your defensive pairings: Joel Edmondson with Jeff Petrie, Brett Kulak with Ben Chiarot, Alexander Romanov with John Merrill, and Allen is starting. So that is your lineups for the Montreal Canadiens. Again, we'll have to wait to see for the Edmonton Oilers, but expect the same lineups that we saw Saturday. Maybe a change in the back end. Maybe Kulikov comes back in for Lagusin, and then between the pipes, Beck Koskinen? I have no idea. And some other news. Mike Smith is the Edmonton Oilers nominee for the Bill Masterson Memorial Trophy. The award goes to the player who best exemplifies the qualities of perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedication to hockey. And this courtesy of Ryan Rashog. Tyson Barrie is 1 point off the scoring lead among defensemen. The last time a team finished with a top scoring forward and top defenseman was 1988-89, when the great, the magnificent Mario Lemieux did it, along with Paul Coffey. That's courtesy of Ryan Rashog. Yeah, and a handful of games as a lot of teams finish up their season. Some other notable ones. I mean, everything's pretty much locked up. Vancouver is in Winnipeg to take on the Jets, and that's the only other Canadian matchup, and every other game doesn't really matter. Outside of positioning, Nashville is home to the Carolina Hurricanes. Feisty affair in the last game. Florida and Tampa Bay. How about that, eh? They go at it again tonight, 5 o'clock start, so that should be a fun one. And then two powerhouses, Colorado in Vegas to take on the Golden Knights. Let's get to the con man, Connor Halley. So we'll talk Oilers and we'll go around the NHL. You're listening to the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to Wealthfront.com/LockedOnNHL. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to Wealthfront.com/LockedOnNHL. Then I'll welcome in Connor Halley from TSN 1216, the Other Connor podcast. You can connect with him on Twitter at Connor Halley. Connor, we got to start with what happened on Saturday night down at Rogers Place. Connor McDavid scored 4 points to hit the century mark. 100 points in 53 games. Just your thoughts on that night. I mean, he scored early and then nothing until the second period. But I think once that 5-on-3 hit for the Oilers, you knew something special was coming. Just your thoughts on when it happened and just the moments leading up to it throughout the day and evening.
Yeah, Hernan, it's kind of something we talked about on our shows, our respective shows, you know, leading up to it. I think 2 weeks ago, it was a Thursday, Gregor asked me if I thought he could do it. And I said, yeah, like, why wouldn't you? Why would you say no at this point? I mean, this guy is clearly the best player in the game. And, you know, when he has those types of things he can try and track down, you know he's going to do it. And he can say he didn't really care about it, it wasn't important. But, you know, when the teammates come out and say it matters to them, then you know he's going to be trying for it. So, yeah, it was something that, I thought was kind of inevitable. And for me personally, I thought, hey, I'm going to go to the gym here, get a little workout in. I'll have the second period on so I can watch it in case it happens, but most likely it happens in the third, right? And of course, Connor McDavid goes, you know, full Connor McDavid, 3 assists in the second period to get there. Like, the guy, he's just amazing. You kind of run out of words to say to describe him. Like, he's so fun to watch. He's creative and he's added elements to his game. Like, there was points early on in his career where we knew, like, on a breakaway, he's probably looking to deke, or, you know, he's coming in on a 2-on-1. He's probably looking to make that pass across, but he's added the shot. He can shoot from further out now. He's finding ways to beat goalies. And I think that just kind of adds another wrinkle into his game. The more ways you have to beat somebody, you know, the tougher it is to defend. And honestly, at this point, Hernan, like, when it's a breakaway with Connor McDavid or a 2-on-1 or even a 1-on-1, like, I feel bad for the opposing team. Like, what do you do? there's a good chance you end up on a highlight reel because he's going to make you look bad. And for the Oilers, it's pretty cool. And I know there's going to be people around the NHL that are going to scoff because it is the North Division and, you know, you got to play Ottawa and stuff. But if that's someone's opinion, you can just politely disregard it because it doesn't matter. There's bad teams in every division. And this is just, you know, the pace he's on. And when the NHL opens up, you're going to see it again. He's going to put up, you know, video game numbers like this going forward. That's what he's going to do. And you know what, Hernan, I think he's going to take advantage of some of the other bad teams around the NHL and probably some of the good ones. He's just that good.
If it was so easy, everyone would have did it in the North Division. And I just, people looking to downplay it and you're always going to get that, even for the Hart Trophy. Connor McDavid's winning everything this year. That North Division discussion is ridiculous. People that say that, Connor just haven't watched the North Division enough. You know what was cool, Connor, is just seeing the reaction of his teammates. I mean, Connor always talks about his teammates ahead of himself, but you saw the faces. There's tons of pictures online where when he hit that mark, just the excitement of his teammates. It just goes to show you how close and how much they respect Connor McDavid, but also how happy they were for him.
Yeah, 100%. And like when people question his leadership, because he's, you know, not Mark Messier, doesn't mean he's not a good leader. And I think that right there, Hernan, shows you how much his teammates love him and how much they wanted him to get to this 100 point mark. Like he's so cool, calm, collected. He's not going to change too much. He might smile just a little bit bigger, but the big smile on his face comes from when he sees his teammates smiling and just seeing their reaction, the benches he skated by. You mentioned it. I think Oilers Nation has some of the shots taken, and yeah, that was awesome to see. And I mean, that's what sports are all about, right? Like you want to see your teammates have success, and you know, the more success that he has on an individual basis, the more success the team's going to have. So it all works together. It kind of reminds me, and I probably brought this up on the podcast before, I'm a big Chargers fan. And there was a season back in 2006 where LaDainian Tomlinson was tracking down the all-time touchdown record in a single season. And he was like McDavid, you know, superstar status and MVP, saying, you know what, we want to win games. That's what matters. But the team wanted him to get it. And then he scores the last touchdown, and the team rushes the end zone to celebrate with them. Like that's, you know, that those superstars, they're going to say all the right things, but we know he wanted it. We know the team wanted it. And you know, those pictures are great. Like if you could get a wide shot of the whole bench with him skating down, like that's one of those pictures you would see at an auction, right? Going forward, like everybody would want that picture because it was so cool.
Con man, we're coming off the weekend into the final stretch here for the Edmonton Oilers. Three games this week. Kicks off tonight against the Montreal Canadiens. 5 o'clock puck drop. You'll be on air at 4 with the boys for the pregame show. Connor, when you're looking at these two games against Montreal, more importantly than the Saturday one, you know, Dave Tippett spoke today saying he's not really looking at resting guys unless they're injured and all that kind of stuff. Well, what are you looking for from the Oilers here in these two games against Montreal Canadiens, a team that they've struggled with this season?
Yeah, I mean, right now, obviously, we know they're locked in second place, so you're not worried too much about standings. But I think, you know, I'd like to see the bottom six improve their play. I didn't think they were great on Saturday night, you know, and the last couple games here, we've seen it, this offense, you know, as it should go through Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. But I think you'd like to see the bottom six kind of get back on track, play better defensively for sure. I think they were leaking goals over the weekend there, and you know, just improve that sort of thing. I think, you know, the games against Montreal, obviously a good test, a chance to get some confidence going into the playoffs, knowing that, you know, if you come away with one or two wins against the Canadiens, like, hey, that's a team we've struggled against all year. We have showed signs of improvement. And if we meet them in the playoffs, at least you have some confidence. But I don't think this is a time where you want to, you know, take your foot off the pedal. You want to keep going here and not back into the playoffs. Be ready to go, because once those start, it's a whole different animal, right? You're going to be going up against a team in, you know, Montreal or Winnipeg, who does have playoff experience, will be tough to compete against. And, you know, the naysayers will be there for the Oilers. Whenever we get, you know, talking about the best players in the NHL, people have those questions for McDavid and Draisaitl. Well, where's the success in the playoffs? And, you know, this is the opportunity to do it. It might be the easiest path. You know, that first round is one you probably should win. And you got the Maple Leafs, but Hernan, for the next couple games here, I think you just want to make sure you're playing good defensive hockey. And for me, the questions that I have right now are the bottom six. Your top six is solid. I think you know what you're going to get from your defense. The goaltending with Mike Smith has been great. It's just, can that bottom six, you know, not hurt you enough?
Yeah, and I'll throw in like the new Yamamoto and Cahoon as well. Like, they're guys that they're playing well, Connor, but I think the production has to step up a bit here to help out the top three. And I can't believe I'm saying that with Jesse Puljujärvi right now. It's great. We're probably going to see Mikko Koskinen in one of these games. Bounce back effort for Mikko. I thought I heard in the pressers this morning that he is getting the start. Nothing's been confirmed, Connor, but when Koskinen does get in, whether that's today or Wednesday, what do you want to see from Mikko after just a night where he took it on the chin?
Well, Hernan, I mean, you can call me Tommy. My real name is Thomas, so that does work. You know, if it happens again, you can just roll with it. Geez, I guess, you know, stopping his first four shots would be an improvement. Maybe stopping two of the first four shots. You know, I think the Oilers' offense can battle back if that happens. But yeah, I think it's getting his confidence back, and I think it's a good move. You know, I guess Dave Tippett pretty much saying that Stalock's not going to get an opportunity. It's going to be Mikko Koskinen. And the guys must have faith in him. And, you know, they're going to be playing good in front of him. I'm sure they love the guy and want him to bounce back strong. But it just can't happen anymore. Six times on this season, he's allowed that first goal of the game. the last one giving up four. My God. I mean, you're killing your team. You have no chance to win in the game when you give up the first four shots. Like, it's got to be so demoralizing for the players, for Mikko Koskinen. I'm sure he wants to get back out there. And yeah, I mean, you just have to hope there's not a bad situation where, you know, this guy's dependent on to win you a series. I think if there's back-to-back games in the first round of the playoffs, there won't be any travel included. So I think Mike Smith will be able to do it. But I think you just want to see him come back and have a decent performance, right? Like, and show that he's been capable. I think the games before this stinker that he had with the four goals and the four shots, he was playing okay hockey. So I think he just has to get back to that level and you know, kind of prove to himself and to the guys that, hey, that was a one-off. Maybe he'll give up the first goal of the game, but he's not going to let in the next three.
It seems like he's the one to go. Nothing's been confirmed, but I've seen a few places where he's going to get to start. We don't know the lines or anything like that. Might see the same lineup we saw on Saturday night. And that last game on Saturday, Connor, you're sitting Draisaitl, McDavid?
Last game against the Vancouver Canucks?
Yeah.
I'm not too sure, Hernan. Like, I get what people say that there is the injury, but I don't know. I think, you know, these guys are going to want to play. I might limit their minutes if that's an option, but
that's fair.
I, you know, you have to make a few transactions. I don't know. Personally, I want them to go through the whole game day routine still. I want them to take the pregame skate and, you know, get there, act as if they're going to play. It's one of those situations where I don't know if I would do it. If I was Dave Tippett, I might still send them out there, you know, and like I said, limit their minutes, give them maybe it's just half the shifts that they normally see. Maybe you're saving them for the power play and special teams where the risk is lowered, but I think I'd still play them. And now if Dave Tippett decides not to, I'm not going to be the one who gets mad about it. Like, it's not that big of a deal to me, but I think I still might get them out there.
One last one here with the Edmonton Oilers. Today, Mike Smith was the Oilers nominee for the Bill Masterson Memorial Trophy. I mean, at 39 years old, the numbers this guy's put up. And it's funny because we go back to that day when I had you and Tom on when they signed Tyson Barrie. An hour later, they signed Mike Smith, and the fan base just went completely the other way. But man, this guy, everything he's done this year, he deserves everyone's respect and probably apologies. And that's me included, Connor, because he's been fantastic.
Yeah, Hernan. And just to go back quickly to Tyson Barrie and the people that say let him walk, I remember going off of the last playoff run, was it 2017? And, you know, Peter Chiarelli at the time had a lot of confidence on some of the younger guys to take that next step. And I think of Drake Caggiula and Matthew Benning, guys that never really took that next step. When you have someone and you know what they provide, you should try to keep it. Don't necessarily hope that, you know, someone can maybe take that next step, and maybe Ethan Bear or maybe someone else, maybe Evan Bouchard can. You've got a guy who you know can do it. And, you know, this isn't a developmental league. This is a win now league. So if you have someone that wants to be here, let's say that maybe Tyson Barrie does, you do everything in your power to keep him because you know what he can do and have the offense that he can bring in. A full 82 game season, you never know what can happen. It's always good to have depth. So I just wanted to say that one. Hernan, like you said, Mike Smith, what a story he's been. I actually can recall the day, you know, we did that podcast and they signed Mike Smith and, you know, my phone kind of blew up. People are saying, like, why did they do this? Like, in my opinion, what else do you have to do? And the salary cap, and the cap hit that he was, people didn't like. And whenever people complain about the cap, I kind of question, like, well, it's not your money, so what's the big deal? It's not coming out of your pocket. And
yeah,
you know, if it's not preventing them from signing anyone else, which Mike Smith's contract certainly wasn't, it was towards the end of free agency, kind of that final piece on the team. What's the big deal? Like, it doesn't really matter. And yeah, he's been great. And I think that Oilers fans are probably very concerned to start the year off when he had that injury and Mikko Koskinen had to start whatever the first 11 games. And, you know, you can throw me in that one. I thought, oh geez, like, is this going to be something for Mike Smith that lingers? And, you know, yeah, is he going to be off and on? And, you know, they're going to have to lean on Mikko Koskinen because they lost their third goalie to, was it the Winnipeg Jets at the time? Is that who claimed him off waivers? Forsberg. Like, it seemed like that, you know, there was some drama at that goaltending position, but he came back and he stabilized it and really took control of the net. And obviously has the confidence of head coach Dave Tippett, who, you know, doesn't mind throwing him out there. And, you know, even if he has a bad game, he bounces back strong. And I think that he's like a plays a huge role when it comes to leadership with this team. Obviously he doesn't wear a letter, but you know, we've seen a few instances at the end of games, yeah. I think against the Flames, where he gets in there and, you know, the guys, I'm sure, love him in the room. I've been around the NHL for a long time. And I think, you know, great on Ken Holland to believe in him for one more year and Dave Tippett to utilize him. And, you know, I think most Oilers fans right now would probably say you want him back next year, don't they? It's a little bit tougher with a full 82 game season, and you'll need a more reliable backup 100%, but he's been great for this team.
Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code Locked On for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their playoff runs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Connor Halley from TSN 1216, the other Connor podcast, joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Let's move on to some other news from around the NHL. And I got to bring this up, Connor. I know you saw it. A lot of people saw it. Daryl Sutter's presser from last night's game was truly, truly hilarious. Now, this is not a shot at the media. I thought the questions, I understood the questions. I know what they were trying to get at, but he is just hilarious. Like, the one when he's like, would it be different if I was from Saskatchewan, when asked, because he's like, how does it matter that the Oilers, they got to kind of cheer for the Oilers. Then he's like, I cheer for Connor McDavid too. And then I thought one of the best responses was like, yeah, well, he was asked, is your team going to get together and watch the games? Because so much, you know, they need Montreal to pretty much lose out. And he's like, well, they can't because we're in COVID. And just his facial expressions, like, he is an absolute beauty. And honestly, I'd be terrified to ask him a question.
Yeah, I had a Danny Austin, who covers the team for Post Media. And yeah, he asked the question about, who was it? Was it Monahan and Goudreau, or Tkachuk and Goudreau, about, like, you know, them playing on a line together? And Sutter responds about how, like, well, they played on the power play since before Jesus was born, or whatever it was. Yeah. And Danny Austin's just like, hey, I don't know how to follow that one up. Like, he just stopped. He put his hand down, like, yeah, I'm not going to ask any more questions. I feel like that's how it would be. Like, he does give you some weird question, or so, some weird responses. And, you know, that was a good question, I think. You know, the ones last night from Francis were a little bit unique. And I did like his answer about how, well, you know, we're in a COVID, they can't hang out. Kind of a weird question to ask there. And it seemed like he was really pressing his point. But yeah, I love Sutter. Like, I think those guys are absolutely hilarious. My family's from Vikings, so I got a lot of respect for what they do. But yeah, you're right, Hernan. That was quality content last night on social media.
Oh, it was just an absolute beauty. Moving on to today, the Buffalo Sabres. Yeah, Geico met with the media. I know Rasmus, what's his name? Ristol there. What I can't.
Ristolainen.
Ristolainen said he wouldn't mind getting traded. I know Mr. Sam Reinhart said he doesn't know what the future holds. And then Jack Eichel throws the most important thing now is to get healthy and be ready to play hockey next year, wherever that might be. So some ugly times. He says he wasn't happy with it. He says the team there's now he was stating that he couldn't get the surgery that he wanted because he's under contract with the Buffalo Sabres. So just an ugly situation, Connor, in Buffalo. And I always bring this up because I think it's very similar. It's like the Oilers in the decade of darkness. Like they just couldn't get out of their own way. Like no matter what they did, Connor, it was an absolute mess. And I feel the Sabres are heading, or not heading, they're in that same kind of rut that the Edmonton Oilers were in. You know, when Reinhardt says what he says and their best player and captains makes comments like that, like this is only going to get uglier, eh?
Yeah, I 100% agree with you, Hernan. And you know, you just go back and look at the team's success in the last little while, and they haven't made the playoffs. I just want to bring it up here since 2011, 2012, right? So they're getting close to that decade of darkness like the Edmonton Oilers had. And, you know, just things haven't gone right for them. And, you know, they've had first overall picks, but, you know, taking Sam Reinhart over a guy like Leon Draisaitl in hindsight, not looking like a very great move. Jack Eichel, the year they were tanking and 100% wanted Connor McDavid, they get the second pick. And I think we all like Jack Eichel and think he's a good, talented player, but he's not Connor McDavid. He's not going to single-handedly turn around your franchise. Bad contracts that they gave out. That kid from Carolina, Jeff Skinner, like the day he signed that, we knew he wasn't going to live up to it. Good player, but not worth the money you pay him. And then, you know, like they're bringing in Oilers, like castoffs, Tobias Reeder, like Riley Shahan. Like if the Oilers let a guy go, maybe your first indication shouldn't be to just sign him up and, you know, think that they're going to turn it around there. With no disrespect to those guys, Kajula's there as well. Like, but I don't know
what the Oilers did, Tom, Connor, right? Because remember the Oilers back in those days, that free agency was their thing and we'd all get excited and then they'd be out by November, right? Like they're doing exactly the same thing.
100%. And yeah, I mean, like you look at their team and you just think that what do you do? Do you sell off all these guys that want to get going and hope that Rasmus Dahlin is the guy that you build your franchise around going forward? I mean, still a young player. And then I think, you know, it kind of starts at the top. Was it the Pegula family that bought the team? And, you know, it's like they finally stabilized the Buffalo Bills. Can they do the same with the Buffalo Sabres now? I don't know. I think you got to find a good general manager. You got to find a good head coach. And you got to just let them have an opportunity to stick with the team. And, you know, almost kind of like what the New York Rangers did and said, hey, this is going to be a rebuild. Like, sorry to tell you, it's not going to be pretty. We have to do it again because – we don't have that core that wants to be here and is committed to turning this team around or anything like that. Yeah, it's disappointing because I feel like, you know, they're kind of that lovable loser right now. And, you know, people wouldn't mind to see them succeed, but it sure doesn't look like it's going to happen. And I don't know, I'll ask you, Hernan, what would you do? Would you start to trade guys away and just try to build up draft picks and you know, embrace the fact that you're probably another 5 years away from getting into contention?
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? Like even Jack Eichel saying there's a disconnect between him and the organization. Like, how do you fix that? I mean, you can try, but I mean, you're trading Jack Eichel. Are you going to get his eliteness in return? Probably not, but you're going to get a nice package of players. I really don't know. I don't think Kevin Adams is the guy to run that team, a guy that's kind of, he's not a vet when it comes to GMing. So I don't know, man. And it's just a mess, Connor. And if anyone knows about messy organizations is us in Edmonton, and this they're giving the Oilers a run for their money from the decade of darkness years for sure. But yeah, it's I don't know what you do, to be honest, Connor. I truly don't. I guess all summer now we're gonna speculate where Jack Eichel ends up or if he ends up staying there. I mean, he is under contract, they don't have to trade him. But Connor, prediction for tonight's game?
Oh, I think we're gonna see a strong game for the Oilers. Say a 4-2 Oilers victory.
Nice, nice.
putting confidence in whoever gets to start between the pipes.
Connor, thank you so much for taking the time. I know it's a busy day for you as well. You got podcasting, you got a pregame, you got the show, Gregor. Thank you for taking the time, and I'll see you later on today.
Anytime, Hernan. We'll talk to you later. Have a good rest of your show.
Big shout out to the Con Man for joining me. Always brings the good stuff. Let's get to Dave Tippett. Went a little long there with Connor Halley. Remember, you can connect with him on Twitter at Connor Halley. But let's get to the Oilers head coach, Dave Tippett, as he met with the media before tonight's game. And let's start it off with this one, as he was asked on sitting out some of the regulars in these final three games.
We'll see how it goes game by game, but our group is more focused on making sure our game is in order and pushing forward, but we'll monitor things as the week goes on. My gut feeling right now would be we're not going to put anybody in a vulnerable position because of injury, but like I say, we'll just go game by game and see how it goes.
The Edmonton Oilers have struggled versus the Canadiens, only two wins so far on the season. Dave Tippett was asked, how important are these two games to close out the season?
Well, they mean something to our team and how we play. Like, that's, we understand we're playing Montreal, but we're more focused on what we have to do to make our game successful. So you recognize your opponent and how they're going to play, and but we got to concentrate on what we got to do to win. And that's what we've done all year. We're not going to change that for the last three games of the year.
Connor talked about it, how he wants to see some secondary scoring. And I brought up three players, Nuge, Yamamoto, Cahoon, three guys. I think they've played good. They're getting in there. They're getting the opportunities, but the production's not there. So Dave Tippett was asked how important it is to get these three guys going heading into the playoffs.
Well, you have to get everybody going like we're talking about, but there's guys that know they can produce a little more. Those guys are all in that boat, but we're trying to, we need that balance throughout our lineup. That being said, all three of those guys have played well. They just haven't capitalized on some chances in that. So, hopefully those chances, you start to get some results from those chances, and then the outlook looks a little better. But when you watch their game away from the puck, I mean, how they fit into the structure, how we're playing, is all strong. But that being said, the results of the helping out on the score sheet would certainly help our group to be more balanced.
Here's an update on the veteran, Chris Russell.
He's skating at home. Him and Kasten are both skating at home. So that's an unknown still. I don't anticipate him playing before the end of the regular season, but some of whether he's ready for the playoffs might be dictated by when we start the playoffs. We don't know that yet.
And one last one here from the head coach, just his thoughts on Mike Smith being nominated for the Bill Masterton.
Yeah. Excellent choice. Excellent choice. He's he's the epitome of a guy that puts the work in and is committed to being a good player. And I've seen him do it since he was a rookie, and he's still doing it at 39. So credit to him. And he's come in very motivated and played very well for us, been a big part of our team this year. So that's a great choice.
I was the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers ahead of tonight's game. 5 o'clock puck drop from Montreal. Remember, you can tune in to Tom Gazzola and myself on the post-game show on TSN 1260 immediately following the game. Let's get to Hernan's hot tip for tonight. Just stay healthy. Everyone stay healthy. knock on wood, do all you have to. But when you're already clinched and you clinched home ice and you still have to play three games, it's always a concern. But I know that you don't go into the games thinking that. But just try to stay healthy. Stay safe. I know it's easier said than done. But that's all I got, man. That's all I got. In prediction, it's funny that Connor said 4-2. This morning when I was doing my prep, I said 4-2 Oilers win. I think they're going to still off that high from Saturday. I think they can come in and play a solid game and get Jake Allen, and they will win 4-2. And who's scoring? I'm going to pick Yamamoto until he damn gets one. He's been so damn close as of late. He just can't. He's just a little snake bit right now, but he's going to get off tonight here, hopefully in these next three games. So I'm picking Yamamoto tonight, 4-2 win, and just stay out of harm's way for the Edmonton. I know it's a stupid one, but whatever. All right, guys, hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Where does Jack Eichel end up this summer? It's going to be the biggest topic of conversation for sure. Prediction for tonight, who's scoring for tonight? Let me know all that fun stuff. Hey, if Mikko Koskinen plays tonight and he has a bounce back game, is all the faith restored in in the Big Fin. Let me know. Download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my producer, Juanito, and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. It's game day, baby. Go Oilers, go. We'll chat tomorrow.